you nice, kind ladies. What are your guys' names?
I'm Dolores.
Sally.
Madeline,
Dolores, and Sally. Nice to meet all of you. So, can you tell me a little bit about St. Mary's Food Pantry?
Welcome to the Enter My Shoes podcast. In each episode, I look to inspire, talk about something new, or interview a guest. Enter My Shoes, where the stories smell, but they don't stink. Today, I'm going to be going to the Franklin High School Volunteer Fair here in Portland, Oregon. The Volunteer Fair itself is a project that was put on by my friend's nonprofit, Stefan Pearl's Passion Impact. And I've been working with some students, mentoring them, the media group, for the last couple months here. So I'm hoping to get a couple interviews, maybe talk with the students, and just give you guys an overall feel of the event itself. So sit back and get ready to experience high school life all over again. So I'm not at the volunteer fair just yet, and I just wanted to say a couple things about mentorship. Some of the big takeaways that I've learned from this experience is mentorship is really about forming relationships. So as you would a friend or just a colleague, any number of things, it's a matter of just going out there and, you know, the first few times it might be like a little weird, you know, maybe a little awkward at times, but the more you talk with that person, the more comfortable you get. And that's been my experience so far, and I've just been here to answer whatever questions I can. I'm not too far ahead of them, but I've also have a little bit of experience with some projects that I've done and, you know, the whole college experience, so I'm able to give them some insights on the future. My other tip, besides it just being a relationship, would be it's a learning experience. I mean, as a mentor, you learn just as much from the students as they do from you, and I think that's been huge. You learn how to work with different personality types. You just figure out what are great communication tools and just how can you be of service to them. If you ever have the chance to be a mentor, I would say highly recommend it. You'll learn a lot about yourself and as much as you will from others. All right, let's get ready to go to the fair. Hey, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for listening. I really appreciate the support. Thank you so much.
Right? Do we not? I don't know.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, but so we're gonna. I'm about to ask you if you can do the B-roll part for it. Like, fill in the
just all the B-roll?
Yeah.
So just be the videographer and you'll edit?
Yeah, I'll edit and I'll take pictures.
Okay, that works.
And then we have like two other photographers, so it's like it's not just me.
No, I'm doing a podcast.
Where's that going?
Yo, Stefan.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Oh.
How you been, dude?
Been running around.
Nice and sweaty.
Where's that going?
Let me know if you need any help. I'm here at the volunteer fair with Passion Impact. Right now I'm interviewing St. Mark's Food Pantry and you nice, kind ladies. What are your guys' names?
I'm Dolores.
Sally.
Madeline,
Dolores, and Sally. Nice to meet all of you. So can you tell me a little bit about St. Mary's Food Pantry?
So we are on 54th and Powell, and we are open once a week on Fridays for giving out food to the needy.
Awesome. That sounds really great. Can you guys tell me, how did you guys get involved with Food Pantry? Like, what's your guys' story individually?
We all go to church at St. Mark's.
Oh, okay.
So when they started up the Food Pantry about 10 or 11 years ago, then I wasn't involved then, but pretty soon after that I started.
So you guys all go to church together, and one of you was like, I'm going to be volunteering at the Food Pantry. Who's coming with me? Is that how?
Automatically retired.
Okay.
But then we have time to do it.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you just wanted to do something that was giving back?
Right.
And I'm sure you guys have volunteered at other places. What makes the Food Pantry unique?
Well, we only serve 97206 zip code, which is
okay.
A huge zip code, because that's about all we can afford to get the food for. So we're helping people in the neighborhood as well as a little further afield.
Gotcha.
And it's very rewarding being able to help people who are hungry.
Exactly. Yeah, I can only imagine. So volunteering is a big thing. We have a lot of students out here volunteering. What would you say to students that are looking into volunteering but haven't volunteered yet?
They should try it. It's lots of fun. They can bring their friends. And I mean, it's work, but it's rewarding and it's fun, too.
Now, we have a group of students that come from Franklin that do participate each week and help.
That's very cool. All right, well, if there's anything you guys want to say about volunteering, finding your passion, any closing words with that, thank you for your time.
I'm just hoping we'll be lucky this afternoon and get some more students that are interested.
Yeah, is that the objective, is to get a few more students in the door
to
volunteer? Yes. So are you guys always, I know in the nonprofit world, it's always hard to find people. Do you guys always need bodies to be able to help out?
Yes, we do. Always.
For folks at home, what's a good way for them to find out more information about the food pantry?
They can call our church, St. Mark's Lutheran Church, or go to our website.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hopefully you get some more students out here today.
Thank you.
All right. Here I am at the volunteer fair with Stefan Pearls, and he is in the middle of chaos. And I just thought I would ask him some questions on the fly and just make his life a little bit more challenging.
Absolutely.
So, Stefan, what's going on today?
Here, Lisa, this is for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, it's one of those days. It's just a volunteer day. This is the 10th one we've had.
10th one?
10th one. 6th one at Franklin.
Okay, 6th one at Franklin. But it's an annual event, and it's going pretty well.
Biannual. Yeah.
This is just a great opportunity. What is it like just managing so many students?
Oh, I'm not managing. They're managing themselves.
Okay, that's a great machine that you've built then.
No. They built it.
Well, that's empowerment right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just there to assist. I'm a mentor.
Okay, so I've already kind of given you a little bit of an intro, but this is Stefan Pearls. Stefan and I met through semester at sea. He's an awesome guy. Very motivated.
Brian's an awesome guy. Brian's super motivated.
We can walk and talk and do this at the same time.
Okay, I don't know what I need to do. I'm just kind of like looking.
So I'm putting together a podcast. And like I was talking about mentorship and just like working with you guys.
Yeah.
But this is Cam and this is Zach, and then Zeke is out sick today, and then Judy is somewhere running around, but she wears a bunch of hats. But we're getting ready for the volunteer fair event. Cam, what are you doing right now?
Taking pictures right now. Looking good.
And then we got Zach over here, who's just like a master of all video camera. Are you having fun yet?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the interviews with the nonprofits once the event starts.
Yeah, that would be fun. So, like, 1 to 10, like, how stressed out are you with, like, finals and everything that's going on? Maybe Zach, then Cam?
I'm not stressed out right now. I'm, like, basically done with almost everything.
Maybe, like, a 6 or 7, just because I'm trying to get my GPA a little bit up more just for the PSU requirements.
Yeah. Do you guys have any closing thoughts or statements you'd like to say to the masses?
Closing thoughts?
Yeah.
You only live once.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Like Drake.
Yeah.
YOLO.
But to a certain extent.
Okay. So you only live once, then what?
That's it.
So like just go out and do everything that you can?
Yeah. But not too far. Like, don't do anything like alcohol or drugs.
Okay, but just kind of
humanly, positively possible.
So, like, what's an example of you YOLOing? It's an old term. I feel stupid saying it.
I know. I feel dumb. That's why I didn't say the abbreviation.
Yeah, I don't know. But you said it.
I didn't say the acronym. I didn't say the abbreviation. I said you only live once.
So what would you do? What's like something that you've done recently that characterizes only living once?
Going out to volunteer. It's not something I'm not really used to since I stay indoors most of the time. So something that pulls you out of your shell is kind of like a part of the process of living out. So
You're giving back to people and
to
helping
people.
Out. So that's massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people go a whole lifetime without volunteering.
Yeah.
So maybe Zach, what does volunteering mean to you?
Just overall helping the community and in whatever way you see fit.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. Because everyone has different gifts and abilities that they can give to the community, right? All right, well, thank you guys, and let's see. Maybe we'll check back in after the volunteer fair event and see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Here's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of loud, but yeah. So really quick, I'm here with Patrick Miller, and you're representing the Portland Tennis and Education since 1996.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about, so you guys are educating people about tennis?
Not exactly. So the mission of our organization is to strengthen children and their families. And so tennis is kind of just the hook. We're based out of the St. John's Racquet Center up in St. John's. And we run an after-school program throughout the school year for a group of about 70 kids. And so those kids are coming to us at least 3 days a week, some of them 5 days a week. And they're receiving academic support and behavioral coaching. And on top of that, they get to play tennis.
Wow.
So we're helping a group of kids that usually wouldn't have the resources to access the sport of tennis, but also gain a bunch of skills that are going to help them in their lives.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. What's been like the most rewarding thing for you so far? Like any success stories, like seeing a student like not doing as well, does better after time or?
Definitely. I mean, there've been a lot of good things. I think one of our students, we have a program called the High School Academy. And that is, we have four students who go to school at our tennis center through an online curriculum. And they're supported by one teacher, or one coach, as we call them. And we had one student in particular who was really struggling at Roosevelt. It was just a really tough environment for her to be in to learn. She switched over to taking online school, continued to struggle to adjust to that since it's a lot of individual time management. But this year, in her junior year, she's really thrived. Her grades are up above a 3.0. She got second in the PIL in tennis, which is great. She represented Roosevelt High School. I don't think a woman had finished that high for Roosevelt since the 1970s. So that was great. And yeah, now she's killing it. And looks like college is and college tennis a real possibility for her. So
wow,
yeah,
that's huge great. To see that kind of impact. How did you get involved with it in the first place?
So I got involved because my college roommate and the guy I live with now, both of his siblings are a part of the program. And we have the kids, they ideally start at age 5 and go until they're 18. So both his siblings are in high school now. And he started working there. He was going to India for a little while, wanted to know if I could cover for him, working with the high school academy I talked about in the last answer. And so I filled in for him for about a month while I was in India. I guess the organization liked me, I got to stay. That was like a year and a half ago.
That's awesome.
So yeah, here
I am. That's really cool. Well, yeah, I appreciate it. If there's anything you want to tell people about the program, how can people get involved?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. No tennis experience required. As long as you like working with kids, it's a great place for you to come and volunteer. If you are good at tennis, that's great. We always could use more help on the court, but a lot of times we just need, you know, consistent volunteers to positively impact the kids. And if you like playing tennis, our courts are available to rent, or we have lessons available also. So come to the St. John's Racquet Center.
That's awesome. So the website is St. John's?
The website is ptande.org. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I haven't even seen what your booth is. What's the name of your organization and how'd you get involved in it?
So the name of my organization is Youthline. We're serviced by Lines for Life, located here in Portland. And Youthline specifically is a teen-to-teen crisis line. We're confidential, we're open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we take anything from someone's having a bad day to something like someone's having thoughts about suicide or anything in between. And then I got involved, I'm a AmeriCorps Vista member. And I started my service 2 months ago.
What made you want to join AmeriCorps in the first place?
Pretty much after I graduated from Portland State, I'm still kind of like undecided on what I wanted to do. And so then people told me about AmeriCorps Vista and just how like they helped them a lot. And so I was like, okay.
That's awesome. You've been in it for 2 months. What were your initial expectations versus what the experience has been like?
So when I first started at Youthline, I was a little curious to see how the environment was going to be, because talking about suicide is a pretty heavy thing. But the organization and the people within Youthline have made it totally just relaxed, awesome. We even though suicide is a tough topic, we want it to be normalized so people could come out and talk about it without having to feel stigmatized or just like unable to talk about it. And so just that like comfortability and the importance that they hold mental health really helped me feel more comfortable and ready to do what I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's massive because, yeah, it's almost like it's a taboo thing. Like, it's kind of like, oh, if you talk about it, am I going to be, like, put on pills or am I going to be, like, put locked away for a long time? It's just, like, I think that's really great what you guys are doing to kind of open up the conversation because with so many things like social media and, like, I don't know, just, like, so, negative news, just whatever it might be, people can start having, like, pretty bad thoughts. And so I think that's great what you guys are doing. How can people find you and what advice would you give to people, like, wanting to get involved?
Yes, so we have a website, OregonYouthLine.org. We're also on Instagram as well. It's OR_YouthLine. And we're on Facebook. We're pretty much, we go to a lot of schools in the Portland area and even outside of Portland just to spread our information. And we're everywhere. And then if anybody wants to get involved, I would just say do it. It's important. We pride ourselves on being a mentorship kind of thing. So not only are they getting experience in helping other teens out around the country, but we also help them and professionally develop them so they can feel good and go out and be ready.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Gabe.
Thank you.
Cam, so we just finished filming, running around all around the volunteer fair event. What did you think? Was it fun?
It was pretty fun. It was very chill. Not a lot, a mediocre amount of students came, to be honest. But it was actually like the nonprofits gave a lot of energy. The students actually like seemed really interested. So it looked like it went pretty well. Had fun taking pictures, went around. Nonprofits were gladly wanted to take pictures, so it was a pretty cool experience.
What were your initial like expectations going into it versus like how it actually was?
My initial
there's Stefan coming in at the door.
Can you see the question?
Yeah, so what was the event like? What did you think was going to happen in the event versus like what that event actually was like?
So I expected a lot more students to come. The registration table didn't seem as much crowded as it was last semester. There was a lot of students that came last semester. Walking around was not too bad because it wasn't that crowded. So that was my first expectation, was expecting more students. That it's still living up to my expectation about how like good of an energy that brought out in the like vibes of the fair. Yeah.
I know for me, like, I always get, like, really tired after these things. I'm just like, oh, man, yeah. I forget, like, what it's like to be, like, so tired after filming. Because filming is, like, pretty exhausting because you're, like, carrying all your stuff and you're thinking about each shot. Are you pretty exhausted right now?
Yeah, just even without any recording, taking pictures was kind of exhausting. I had to go to each table, ask nonprofits for a photo. Even that was kind of exhausting just because sometimes the picture wasn't good, so I was like, all right, let me take another one. I don't know. I didn't want them to wait too long. That's what.
Yeah, and you're, like, kind of directing them, and you're sitting there, and, like, yeah, you have to retake the shoot. You're, like, lining everything up. People are looking at you, and so it's, like, a lot of pressure, which is just tiring in and of itself.
Yeah, but it was a pretty relaxing experience. It's, like, I guess you could say it's more, like, I can't find the word to describe it, but it's
rewarding. I don't know.
Rewarding, but also, like, yeah, just it's a relaxing experience, just taking photos around. As long as the photos came out good, it just made me feel a little bit better because each photo I take was like, oh, wow, this is sick. I want to take another photo and move around. And it's like that was the energy that I got from it.
Yeah, I think that's always exciting because you have, like, something to show for it. Like, you take the photo, you have something, and then, like, 2 years from now, you can still look at that same photo.
Exactly, yeah. Taking photos of, movements of students, talking to nonprofits, those type of moments are, like, really – feels really gratifying to capture those moments, showing other students and nonprofits that, like, this is what it looks like to show other people volunteer opportunities. And, like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah. What recommendations would you give to, like, future students trying to do a volunteer event?
To go to the volunteer
event? I don't know, just, like, doing media in general?
doing media into Passion Impact, advice is time management and focusing on how to ways to improve your own crafts and skills, because basically you're relying on your own creativity, and each moment of you working on these type of projects, you'll want to look into something that you want to improve, because you don't want to get stuck into your own level of creativity. And like, if you got criticism, sometimes you may want to like ignore that, but sometimes you want to take that as a learning experience and like tips. So sometimes even if you get criticized or opinions,
so you're saying like if like your mentor posts like 17 impact things on your video.
Yeah, I mean, or even if showing to your friends or anything, don't take it as like before posting my latest video, I showed like a preview of it to someone, like one of my friends or a friend of a friend, and she was like, ah, man, I wouldn't watch that video. That seems like just like any commercial. But in my mind, as long as the point comes across, and like, I basically didn't really look into what she said too much. Old me would have looked into that a lot. I'm like, ah, man, really? One person said that means a lot. But if I look in a big picture in the community, and I feel like not a lot of people will look at it the same way as that one person did. So what I'm trying to do, my point is, don't take other people's negativity as something too far. I don't know how to describe it, but take it as a learning experience and like move up from it. Yeah. Try to find ways to even maybe that negativity was a good part of maybe like, oh yeah, maybe how I looked at it wasn't the same way as other people did. So maybe move around that to what the audiences think.
No, I think that's big. I think like a lot, especially in like the video world where you have something that people can watch, everyone's going to give you criticism or feedback. And yeah, being selective of like, who's the person giving you feedback? Is it someone that like actually knows video, or is it someone just randomly? Where are they coming from with the feedback? And then, yeah, I mean, as a creator, you have the opportunity to choose what you change and what you keep the same. And like, usually there's a rationale behind why you did something, and that person might not know that. So... Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to take it, and there's like 1,000 different ways to make a video, that there's a lot of opportunities. But yeah, I think kind of what you said, just taking what you can from it and going with it is a great way of doing it. How many times can I say it? So, yeah, cool. Well, thank you, Cam.
Yep.
Hopefully you had fun.
It was very fun. That was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was very chill. Even some of my friends that even didn't even plan on coming to volunteer. Even they enjoyed it, so I was like, that was pretty tight.
All right, thank you, Cam, for that interview. I'm back in my car. The event is over with. I'm exhausted. So much running around, interviewing, filming, lining up shots, just on your feet a whole bunch, but it was a great experience. Everything really came together. I can't believe it. This has been in the making for months, and I just can't believe that it's already come and gone, like most events in life. So I learned a lot. Fun working with the students. Hope you guys learned a little bit, and I'll see you next time on Enter My Shoes. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Enter My Shoes podcast. This concludes this episode, but as a little bonus for sticking around, here is a little snippet of my next podcast, which is an interview with my mom.
But the Crusaders, in any period in history, religious or non-religious, there are people who are power hungry. And so no one today, well, I wouldn't say no one, that's a pretty blanket statement, but the world leaders today in the Catholic Church are embarrassed about the Crusades and many of the atrocities that have happened. And that's true across organized religion. You have good people and bad people because we're human. We have a propensity to do wrong. We have the temptation always to choose right or wrong.